Tinataya ng pampederal na pamahalaan na mahigit sa 2 milyong Australiano ang mayroong mga sariling maliit na negosyo. Ayon sa bilang ng Australian Bureau of Statistics o ABS, mayroong 2 taong sunod-sunod na pagdagdag ng bilang ng mga nalilikhang maliliit na negosyo. Narito ang ulat.
So everything is going to come out on a fermented flatbread called injera that's made out of teff. So what I'd recommend for you guys is to get 2 different share platters, just because you won't be able to reach out of one. And then I'd recommend vegetarians or non-vegetarians at the table. Combination or? And do the veggies mind if meat touches your dishes?
Isang abalang gabi na naman para sa Saba Alemayo Ethiopian Restaurant sa Inner West ng Melbourne. Binuksan ni Alemayo ang kanyang negosyo 8 buwan na ang nakalipas.
I really would like for this place to be the cultural touch point for people when they're thinking of Ethiopia and how what they think of Ethiopia and what they think of Ethiopians as a whole and the culture as a whole, and be able to touch on multiple points rather than just the food. So how we serve the food is very Ethiopian. At times for some people quite confronting, but it's the Ethiopian way to do it. From eating with your fingers, from the authenticity of the cuisine, from even the way that we do service here and how we serve people is very Ethiopian.
Sinabi niya ang kanyang pamilya ay bahagi ng negosyo kasamang kanyang ina na nagluluto ng lahat ng mga pagkain.
But I always knew I wanted to do something where my mom could be a part of it, and my sister is now quite a lot younger, but eventually if she wanted to, then she could be a part of it. And I've got a few other cousins and things and family in Melbourne that we could all be a part of it and grow that together.
Sinabi ng 26 taong gulang na buo niya ang kapital para simulan ang restaurant mula sa mga nakalipas na ipon sa isang maliit na negosyo na dati niyang pag-aari. Sinabi niya na bawi na niya ang kanyang kapital sa unang buwan pa lamang ng negosyo.
I actually work backwards in that I work out how much capital I have and how things are going to work back into it. So in terms of, I just went, this is all I've got, this is how it's going to work. And then we did everything. So we did the essentials first, the things that you have to have, and then kept all the nice things that we wanted but didn't have to have till the last part on the list.
At tulad ni Alemayo, paraming Australiano ang nakikipagsapalaran para simulan ang kanilang mga sariling negosyo. Ayon sa pampederal na pamahalaan, mayroong 2 milyong maliliit na negosyo sa Australia na nakapagdadala ng 330 bilyong dolyar sa ekonomiya. Sa kamakailang ipinalabas na bilang ng ABS, mahigit sa 21,000 bagong maliliit na negosyo ang nilikha sa nakalipas na taong pananalapi. Karamihan ay nasa Victoria na halos 9,000 ang nakarehistro. Naniniwala si Ministro Philip Dalidakis ng Victorian Small Business, ito ay maaaring dahilan sa mga pamumuhunan ng mga tao mula sa mga komunidad, migrante at refugee.
One of the councils that I'm very proud of is our Multicultural Small Business Ministerial Council. We recently had our first meeting. We've got a range of people from different ethnicities and migrant backgrounds, all with wonderful stories. Greek, Italian, Ethiopian. We have people from Lebanon, Turkey, China. So what we're doing is we're trying to open the doors for government to those communities as well.
Si Peter Strong ay ang Pangulo ng Council of Small Business of Australia at siya ay sumasang-ayon din.
A lot of small businesses will come with a wave of migrants. You saw that happen with Greeks and Italians. They set up restaurants and cafes and a lot of other things. You saw that happen with the Vietnamese as they came in, and I think they've hit it on the mark again.
Umaasa si Ministro Philip Dalidakis ng Victorian Small Business susunod ang ibang estado sa pangungula ng Victoria.
So if we're doing something that another state thinks that they can do better, well, maybe there is something there that we can learn from them as well. So, you know, I think that there's great opportunities for different states to compete in certain areas and spaces, which hopefully drives innovation in public policy.
At para sa mga nagmamay-ari ng negosyo tulad ni Saba Alemayo, ang mga gantimpala ay mula sa pakipagandang makipagsapalaran.
My experience is never going to be exactly like someone else's experience, and their experience is never going to be like my experience. So I think you just need to do it, and you'll come across slightly different challenges, similar challenges, but I think you just need to do it. I think at the end of the day, you don't really have much to lose.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.